Researchers have been analysing the DNA of witchetty grubs to discover the different species eaten by Indigenous people. The team travelled across the Northern Territory, Western Australia and Victoria to collect the larvae, and they're hoping the project will help to protect traditional knowledge about the grubs and the plants in which they live. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Witchetty grubs may be among the best known bush foods, but not much is known about the different species Indigenous people have been eating for thousands of years, according to Conrad Bilney from La Trobe University.
So with the help of the traditional owners and Aboriginal community people, we set out and visited a few communities to dig up some grubs and bring them back to the lab and analyse them.
Mr. Bilney, an Aboriginal man from the Nullarbor Plain region of South Australia, has spent the past 3 years travelling to communities in the Northern Territory, Western Australia and Victoria.
At the moment, we've only got one edible insect listed in the science discipline, so Aboriginal people have been telling us that, you know, there's been more than 20, and so we set out to find out how many there actually were.
Dr. Michael Shackleton, a biologist from La Trobe University, has been working closely with Mr. Bilney back in the lab.
Conrad has gone out and collected the witchetty grubs, and he brings them back, and we go through extracting DNA from those grubs and sequencing that DNA and analysing it to find out which specimens belong to which species.
With help from Aboriginal community members, Mr. Bilney says he's collected more than 200 larvae.
Yeah, we'd go out digging up all sorts of grubs because they knew exactly where to find them. And, we found some really big ones, and when they started pulling them out, they were saying, that one's for me, the big ones. And I was trying to explain to them, no, we need to take them back to the lab. And they sort of said, no, this is headed for the cooking fire.
Mr. Bilney says he lost that fight for the grubs on more than one occasion.
At the end of the day, I'd be sitting around the campfire with some of the old ladies and the other participants and having a good old feed of witchetty grub.
What do witchetty grubs taste like?
Well, it's a combination of scrambled eggs and probably a chocolatey type of infusion in it, if you like. It stays inside your mouth for a while. That's the cooked version.
Mr. Bilney says they've almost finished the DNA matching process, which has placed most of the grubs within certain families of moths or beetles.
Felicity James reporting.